This is a consultation on Mercedes, Mercedes, last name Simmons, Simmons. Her date of birth is July 16, 1997. Patient seen for Dr. Michael Vennemeyer, Vennemeyer, MD. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 25-year-old female who does not smoke or drink except for social occasions is here for evaluation. She has had a superficial DVT of left upper extremity following an IV a few months ago. I think it was during October or so when she had delivered a baby. She required a blood transfusion of 2 units. And then she was also given intravenous iron infusion because her hemoglobin had dropped to 6. Following the IV transfusion on the left upper extremity, she developed left forearm. She developed a swelling and painful erythematous swelling. The patient was started on Eliquis. She took it for 1 month. This happened right after her discharge, so she was treated through emergency room. The patient denies any family history or previous history of any blood clots. New paragraph. Menstrual history. She still is menstruating. Periods are regular and heavy. She has five children, age 4 months to 6 in last 6 years. And she says she does not have tube ligation, but she thinks her husband would get vasectomy. Family history is unremarkable. Current medications, she takes iron supplement. Physical exam, she is 25 years old, 5 feet tall, weighing 137, blood pressure 122 or 73, she is normochophilic, IgNT did show some paler, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph, diagnosis on history of DVT, left upper extremity, diagnosis 2, history of iron deficiency anemia, requiring blood transfusion. New paragraph recommendations: withdraw CBC, CMP, iron, ferritin, and check her status of anemia. As far as the DVT, it was mainly superficial. It was left. It was secondary to IV, probably IV infiltrated. At this point, I do not see any reason for her to go on any long-term anticoagulation. Even during surgery and thereafter, a close watch might suffice. She is told that once we get the blood results back, we'll communicate with her. And if she develops any swelling or anything causing pain after the surgery in extremities, please notify us. New paragraph. Thank you. It appears that she does not have any underlying bleeding diathesis or coagulation problems, and I think she should do fine as far as the surgery goes. Thank you. Sincerely, Ajit Dave. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Vennemeyer. Thank you.